All right. This is in the matter of the State of Michigan versus Robert H. Preston, 140053FY. The matter is scheduled for a preliminary examination on a 15-count felony complaint. Counsel, please state your appearances for the record.
Yes, Your Honor. Kim Worthy, appearing for the people.
Hello, Your Honor. Jonathan Jones on behalf of the defendant, who is seated to my left.
All right. Are you ready to defend, Mr. Jones?
Yes, Your Honor.
Are you ready to proceed, Ms. Worthy?
Yes, Your Honor.
Are there any stipulations prior to hearing the evidence?
There is one, Your Honor. It is my belief that for the purpose of the preliminary examination only, defense has stipulated that the defendant has been convicted of a felony offense and is ineligible to lawfully possess a firearm.
And you confirm that, Mr. Jones?
That's correct, Your Honor, for the preliminary exam only.
All right. The court will accept that stipulation should evidence show a crime was committed related to that. Anything else, Ms. Worthy?
No, Your Honor. I will call my witness, Vanessa Smith.
All right. Ms. Smith, if you would come over here to this chair right here. Before sitting down, would you face me and raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm the testimony you will give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
All right. Have a seat in this chair, please. If you could please state your name, spelling both your first and your last name.
Vanessa Smith, V-A-N-E-S-S-A-S-M-I-T-H.
Ms. Smith, this lady here who is standing up is going to ask you a few questions. If you would please speak loud enough so that she can hear you. If you don't understand something, just let her know. When she's done, this gentleman here to your right with the coat and tie on is probably going to ask you a few questions as well. Please give him the same respect. Shaking or nodding your head in answer to a question doesn't work in this courtroom because we have to tape record everything that is said. So remember to speak your answers so that we can hear you. Will you do that?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Now, that little black thing in front of you is a microphone. It doesn't amplify your voice. It records your voice. Just speak in a normal tone like you are conversing with Ms. Worthy, and it will pick up your voice just fine. Feel free to move forward to the microphone if you'd like. That's fine. All right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We're ready, Ms. Worthy.
Ms. Smith, are you acquainted with a person named Robert Preston?
Yes.
How do you know him?
He's a cab driver. I met him when he was giving me a ride home.
Do you see him in court today?
Yes.
Would you point to him and describe what he is wearing and where he is seated, please?
He's sitting right in front of me in an orange jumpsuit.
Your Honor, may the record reflect the witness's identification of the defendant?
It may.
Drawing your attention to January 12th of last year, did you have occasion to ride in Mr. Preston's cab?
Yes.
Where were you seated in relation to the driver?
I was sitting in the front passenger seat next to him.
What kind of vehicle was it?
It was a minivan.
Did the defendant ever express to you a romantic interest in you?
Yes.
What did he say to you to make you believe he had a romantic interest in you?
You mean that specific day?
At any time.
He told me he thought I was pretty. He liked me. He wanted to get to know me better.
How many times have you ridden in his cab?
A few.
A few times prior to January 12th?
Yes.
On January 12th, did you call him to seek a ride in his cab?
Yes.
Did you ride with him in the cab?
Yes.
Did you have a specific destination you were intending to go?
Yes, I was going home.
How far away from home were you when the defendant picked you up?
roughly 3 miles.
Did there come a point when the defendant said something to you you found inappropriate?
Yes.
What happened?
He pulled into an alley and told me we were going to have sex. I told him no. I told him I had to go home. He turned off the car and pulled a gun from underneath his seat and put it to my head.
Can you describe for the court the type of gun that he pulled from underneath his seat?
I didn't really get a chance to see it, but I could feel it against my head. It felt like a 45 caliber or 9mm pistol.
Objection, Your Honor. This calls for speculation on the part of the witness.
I will allow the question, but be careful, Ms. Worthy. Objection overruled.
Are you familiar with handguns?
Somewhat.
What happened next?
He told me to get out of the van. I asked him if he was serious. I told him I would just walk home. I got out of the van and started walking. He was yelling and swearing at me. He said, "Get back in the van or I'm going to shoot you."
Did he have the gun pointed at you?
He did for a minute, and then he put it back under his seat when he got in the van.
Why did you get back into the van?
Because he had a gun pointed at me.
What happened next?
He pulled out of the alley and started driving in the direction of my house. He was yelling at me the entire time. He started hitting me while he was driving down the road.
When you say he hit you, what part of his body touched what part of your body?
He was driving with his left hand and hitting me in the head and the face with his right hand.
Was he hitting you with an open hand or a closed fist?
I'm not sure.
Did it hurt?
Yes, he gave me a bloody lip.
Did there come a point when the vehicle stopped again?
Yes, he pulled into a barbershop parking lot, and parked the van. He started apologizing to me, and then he started yelling at me again.
What happened then?
I threw my purse at him. It hit him in the face. I opened the van door and got out. I ran as fast as I could across the parking lot.
Did he chase after you?
Yes.
Was he saying anything to you?
He was yelling at me that he was going to kill me.
Did he have the gun at that time?
I don't know.
What happened next?
I ran across the parking lot and down the street towards some people standing at the crosswalk. I yelled to them to call 911 and that he had a gun.
What happened next?
I looked back and saw him run back to his van, get in, and drive away.
Did any of the people standing at the crosswalk call 911 for you?
Yes.
Thank you, Ms. Smith. That's all the questions I have, Your Honor.
At this time, I'd like to take a brief recess to attend to some other unrelated issues. About 15 minutes should suffice. We are in recess. Okay, we're back on the record. Mr. Jones, do you have questions for this witness?
Yes, Your Honor. Ms. Smith. Were there ever any other passengers in Mr. Preston's van?
Yes, he had passengers in the van when he picked me up. That's why I was sitting in the front seat. He dropped them all off at some Mexican restaurant. I don't remember the name.
Now, when he pulled a gun on you, was that the first time you had seen it?
Yes.
And you think it was a 45 caliber or a 9mm gun?
Yes.
Now, after you threw your purse at him and got out of the car and ran across the parking lot, did you see the gun at that time?
No, I just assumed he had it.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Smith. I have no further questions.
Anything else, Ms. Worthy?
One more question, Your Honor. Why did you assume Mr. Preston had a gun?
Because he had been beating me and threatening me with a gun. He was threatening to kill me.
Were you fearful of Mr. Preston?
Yes, I was very afraid. I thought he was going to kill me.
Thank you. I have no further questions. Your Honor, I would ask that this be marked as People's Exhibit 1. It is the police report concerning this matter. Thank you. I would offer People's Exhibit 1 for the file, Your Honor.
No objection, Your Honor.
It will be admitted into evidence. May this witness be excused?
Yes, Your Honor.
Yes, Your Honor.
You may step down, Ms. Smith. You can exit out the door that you came in. Thank you. Do you have any other evidence?
No, Your Honor. The people rest.
Mr. Jones?
Not at this time, Your Honor.
Very well. The court is satisfied of the presence of a firearm during this incident and that there is enough evidence to support the charges. I will bind the case over to circuit court for further proceedings. Mr. Preston's bond is denied at the current time. The court has signed an order for a forensic examination to determine if the defendant is compos mentis. I will relinquish jurisdiction. Thank you, counsel.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Your Honor.
We're off the record.